Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Tsang of the USMEF joining us right after this.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
Fresh, local, canned or frozen, filling half your plate with fruits and veggies is a surefire way to power up. How does your plate measure up? Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com. How do you get your 30 minutes of exercise a day? A walk after dinner? Turning off the TV or computer to kick a ball in the yard? 10 minutes at a time, three times a day, adds up to a healthier family. Get inspired at shapeyourfutureok.com.
The President and Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Tsang, just back from Asia, spent a good bit of his time on this latest set of travels into that part of the world in the, what you might call, Greater China area, stopping in both Taiwan and in mainland China. Tsang was assessing the status of selling more beef and pork into these two key markets. Taiwan's been a frustrating market for the beef industry in recent days because of ractopamine. However, we seemingly have got some sort of a deal now set with the Taiwanese government on this particular substance.
I was in Taiwan just after the MRL was announced for ractopamine. The enthusiasm by the trade there to procure our product was amazing as far as the beef side is concerned. And I'm really impressed with how rapid it's been as far as the major retailers, the major food service establishments, high-end hotels, chilled campaigns. All this is coming back in a very, very fast fashion. So I think that says a lot about the framework and the base that's been set in Taiwan as far as the safety of our product. And even though we've had some storms, we've done very, very well.
Dealing with the Taiwanese has been frustrating, but at least we have been able to get some beef moving, as Phil Tsang has noted. The country that is so very, very much frustrating and exasperating for the U.S. beef industry especially is the nation of China. China, a huge market potentially, but we're having trouble dealing with them when it comes to access for both our beef as well as for our pork.
They're opening up a new Kentucky Fried Chicken every 13 hours in China. McDonald's is opening up every 36 hours in China. So as you know, we don't have access with beef to China. And obviously this is something that's of paramount importance because that's still a market, even though the numbers are sounding slow at 8% growth, it's still a very dynamic market and we need to be part of that growth henceforth. One of the things on this trip that we tried to underscore when we met with officials there is that we actually need more transparency in that market so we can see and understand better when China is going to need more pork, because when China goes into the market to buy pork, it affects the world price. It's huge. They consume half the world's pork. But I did notice on this trip that a lot of the pork that we're exporting is not just going into the strategic reserve. It's actually going out into commerce as it comes into the market. And that's very, very encouraging. So there's change that's going on there. Again, it's not as fast as we would like it, but the opportunity in China still is pretty comprehensive when you take a look at it.
Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation dealing with the Chinese trying to get a crack in their armor when it comes to access for U.S. beef and pork. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Scioto, Oklahoma is hosting their last sale. At 10:30 a.m. Friday, October 19th and Saturday, October 20th, the cattle, embryos, recipients, semen, and equipment owned by the ranch will go up for auction. If you can't attend in person, the sale will be broadcast Saturday on RFD-TV. Both Friday and Saturday auctions will be on the Internet through Superior Productions and Live Auctions. For more information, contact the ranch at 918-396-4322 or go online at starlakeherfords.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.